morning, Tony. I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, I keep asking our guests, are you responsible for this weather today?
It's a Chamber of Commerce kind of day, yeah. Sure.
I wanted to get your take on what you heard from Rick Snyder and his proposed budget.
Overall, we're very supportive. At the Michigan Chamber, we like the governor's focus on tax reform and spending restraint. I think it's very important to step back from the details and focus on the big picture. This proposed budget actually reduces state spending. That's something we haven't seen in a long time. There's no general tax increase, and the governor's moving forward with his proposal to repeal the job-killing Michigan business tax.
I have talked with guests the last couple of days who thinks that the poor, that education, that state workers are the ones who are losing, and that the business environment really doesn't tighten their belts as much as others. How would you respond to that?
Respectfully, we disagree. Our view at the Michigan Chamber is that you can't sink half a boat, that as employees and employers, we're all in this together. This budget has a clear focus on job creation and economic growth. Frankly, I find myself agreeing with the Lansing State Journal on their opinion page today. They say Michigan must push past the status quo. The status quo is not affordable and not sustainable. We have to focus on job creation and economic growth. That's really the only guarantee we can have that there'll be adequate revenue in the future to fund essential services.
In your opinion, was enough done to help business in the state of Michigan?
This budget is a good start. There will be other messages later in the year focusing on local government and education. There's a lot of work to do, but it's really important that business and labor and Democrats and Republicans work together now. The governor has done his job. He's put forward a courageous and a comprehensive budget proposal. It's now up to the legislature to do their job. They need to review the budget. We agree with the governor that we need to get this budget in place by the end of May, if that's at all possible. I think it's very important that we have more stability and more predictability going forward. There are spending reductions in this budget that will impact on the business community in a positive way, some less positive. There are changes to tax policy that will have a positive impact on business, some less positive. So I think the governor's been very fair and very balanced in his approach. The theme is shared sacrifice. The governor announced that he'll be working this year for $1. Foregoing his salary entirely, I think, is a good example for all of us of the kind of give and take we need in terms of tax policy and the budget.
Richard, what's your take on what's going on in Madison, Wisconsin, and do you think that the people who are members of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce would support the notion that collective bargaining be taken away from state employees?
We do have to take a long, hard look at the cost of government employee benefits, especially in the area of health care and retirement. Michigan is the home of the labor movement, so here in Lansing, the Michigan Chamber is not calling for an end to collective bargaining, but I think it's very disappointing to see local schools shut down in Wisconsin for the third day in a row because teachers are not reporting for work. Instead, they're in the Capitol building protesting the efforts of a governor to balance the budget with reform measures. Again, we're all in this together, employees, employers, business, labor, Democrats and Republicans. The need is for shared sacrifice.
Richard Studley is the president of the Michigan Chamber. Thanks so much, Richard.
Thank you, Tony. Take care.